go out on the golf greens, pour some water there, and the things will come up. There's a method of putting an electrical circuit into the ground that will drive them up too.
The insect-like thing that looks like standing on the water, great big wings.
A dragonfly?
They don't call it a snake beater.
No.
Mosquito hawk?
No.
There's a thing that should always eat a certain shellfish.
Oysters.
And you open the closet door and you see a hole in the wool suit. I suspect that there are
moths.
And or one of them would just be one
moth.
What's a moth doing?
Can be any sort of a flying moth that comes around the light or comes against your windows at night.
The different kinds of moths, the general term for the different.
Yes. And that is an old word. You never hear it now.
My aunt and uncle talk about moths somewhere, and I never really quite understood what they were talking about.
I suppose the word Miller comes, you touch one and you get dust on your fingers.
All right.
And I imagine that's the origin of that.
In summer, out on the lawn at night, see little lights.
Fireflies.
And,
we do have glowworms, too.
Is that different?
A glowworm is a larva. It's not the... The firefly is actually a, let's see, it's a beetle, I believe, actually.
Can you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
I cannot, and I've taught zoology. But the black ones we always call wasps, and the ones with yellow stripes are usually called hornets.
Which would you rather be stung by if you had your choice?
The wasps, many of them do not sting.
The hornet would be worse.
The hornet does sting.
How about the nest? Do you remember the difference?
Well, we have paper wasps, and we have mud daubers, both. The hornets usually build their nest of paper-like material. These paper wasps that build under the eaves of my garage, the nest is just a little pedestal and then a flat head on it with cells in it. The hornets build a large, almost pear-shaped nest with an opening in one end.
You told me a lot of differences between the two. Would one be larger than the other wasp?
No, not necessarily.
How about yellow jacket? Where does that come in?
The yellow jacket is one of the vicious hornets. They do build that large paper nest, maybe hanging in a tree usually.
Okay. If you want to go fishing, you might go to the shore and find little fish swimming around the shore.
Minnows. Colloquial, of course, there's many.
You ever call them shiners?
No, the shiners are not necessarily that small.
That's a different kind of fish? Or a different kind of seagoing?
There again, that's way back, but they were small fish that if you saw them underwater, I saw some this last month down in Florida too. They turn, they have a shiny sort of side or belly to them. Whether they're a specific variety or not, I don't know. Maybe just a small fish.
You see a thing dangling from the ceiling, what do you call that?
Cobweb.
Spider make
spider web.
That's different than a cobweb.
In your house, hanging from the ceiling in the corner and things like that. A spider web, you may find out on the grass or in the barn.
You want out in the field?
Yes, in the field too.
In the woods?
Yes.
A tree has things growing down the ground there.
Roots. Not roots, but roots.
Roots, like roots. The thing that has...